the Mother of God. In the Council of Ephesus, the Catholic Church incorporated the worship of Diana, the Mother of the God, which was the worship of Sybil, which was the worship of Semiramis, into the Catholic religion, and they did this by no longer calling her Semiramis or Rhea or Sybil or Diana. They called her Mary. And in verse 39, it says, in his estate, he's going to honor the God of fortresses, the God of fortifications. And the only God of fortifications in history is the goddess of fortifications, which we know as Semiramis, but in the terminology of the Catholic Church, it's the Virgin Mary. So in verse 38, we're seeing brought into Catholicism, into this king's religion, a God who his fathers knew not, and whoever this goddess of fortifications is, which I would suggest to use the Virgin Mary, he's going to honor him with gold and silver and precious stones and pleasant things. And certainly, if you're familiar with the idolatry in the Catholic Church concerning the Virgin Mary, this verse is a crystal clear elaboration on that truth. And verse 39, it says something that to me is very important. It says, it will increase with glory. In other words, this worship of the Virgin Mary increases over time. And if you trace the history of the worship of Mary in the Catholic Church, this is a clear truth that over time it has only got more and more elaborate and ornate. And it has reached the point now, and this is what we'll have to take up in our next presentation, is we've reached the point now that as the Virgin Mary supposedly appears in apparitions around the world, that this goddess of fortifications is the primary source of guiding the Catholic Church to its end-time prophetic understandings. Now, let me read you just a little bit here, if I can find these notes. On this subject, this is from the Facts of Faith by Christian Edwardson, and this is identifying how the Catholic Church understands Mary, a goddess who their fathers knew not. It says, we define that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the